By doing the task. Most of us learn from some combination of all these methods. And all people have different levels of aptitude and different personalities and life experiences that may motivate them to learn or demotivate them. A highly motivated student can learn from difficult reading materials, where a poorly motivated student needs accessible materials such as video to learn. New software is helping students learn regardless of learning style or pace. Software can present information on multiple forms that can be personalized far more easily than paper methods. In teaching geography to 12 and 13-year-olds, for instance, Highdown School previously relied on videos of Mount St. Helens and a large stack of printed materials. Some kids did well with these resources. Others, less motivated, got bogged down in the dense text. With web technology, the school now structures a series of learning tasks according to complexity. Students are required to complete a certain amount of work to ensure they understand the concept. The first geology task incorporates multimedia animation of moving magma to help every student understand the basics of volcano formation. The most advanced task is an in-depth survey of volcanoes that includes links to the U.S. Geologic Survey website. Students who want to explore further, and many do, can drill into great detail on a number of active volcanoes and their effect on nearby towns and the world's environment. PCs can help change the learning experience from the traditional approach, a teacher talking at the front of the classroom coupled with reading assignments, to a more hands-on approach that takes advantage of the natural curiosity of students of all ages. PCs enable students to explore information at their own pace, to learn from video and audio as well as from text, to model experiments, and to collaborate with one another. This self-directed problem-solving approach, usually described as progressive, is not new. John Dewey and other educational reformers were proposing a change from didactic to experiential learning in 1899. But where building a physical facility to give kids a wide range of experience is complex, a virtual world of experiences on computers is available to all connected students. Web connectivity builds on the PC's capabilities by enabling students to find other people who are exploring the same topics, or to find approaches to a subject that might be more helpful or interesting to them than the approach used in class. They may find a nugget of information that they enjoy bringing back to the class, or one that confused them and that the teacher can address for the benefit of everybody. A common assignment will be for students to go out and explore a topic on the internet, then come back together in a group to discuss what they learned. The great lectures on all important subjects will become widely available on the internet. Schools will be able to use them as the core presentations, creating study groups and discussion groups around the topics. Schools will vary in how much they take advantage of these lectures. Local teachers will be freed to develop more in-depth material and personalized instruction, rather than duplicating the core lectures as they have to do today. Once we have a critical mass of teachers sharing ideas electronically, and higher percentage of the students with access to the PC, the textbook industry will make a fundamental shift to focus on electronic delivery of products. Having textbooks available electronically at lower cost will enable cash-strapped schools to redirect money spent on printed textbooks for other needs. In 1997, elementary schools in the United States spent $3 billion on physical books. College spending was another $2.7 billion. Yet a typical CD can hold all of the reading materials a student needs in a year, with online connections providing the additional breadth and depth. Use of PCs as a primary reading tool will require the breakthrough in screen readability described earlier. PCs are the primary communications and productivity tools of the digital age. The PC and the internet fundamentally change one thing. They provide every student in every school and community with access to information and collaboration that before now was not available even to students in the best schools. Educators will take advantage of that access for the betterment of their communities. Educators who embrace PCs as a new teaching and learning tool will be the agents of change. Part 6. Expect the unexpected. Prepare for the digital future. Customers are the primary beneficiaries of the increased efficiency of information technology, and the benefits will increase as the economy goes more digital. The other beneficiaries are businesses whose leaders take advantage of digital methods and build advanced solutions faster than the competition. The solutions highlighted in this program are the result of the vision and leadership of business people who brought IT into play with specific customer scenarios in mind. Because technology will change the way you work with customers and not involve just back-office data processing, the CEO should be more engaged going forward. Business leaders who succeed will take advantage of a new way of doing business, a way based on the increasing velocity of information. The new way is not to apply technology for its own sake, but to use it to reshape how companies act. To get the full benefit of technology, business leaders will streamline and modernize their processes and their organization. The goal is to make business reflex nearly instantaneous and to make strategic thought an ongoing iterative process, not something done every 12 to 18 months, separate from the daily flow of business. Investments in technology should provide better information to every worker who might possibly use it. Knowledge workers are the brains of the company. If they're disconnected from the company's important data, how can they function? How can they be empowered? You can give people responsibility and authority, but without information, they're helpless. Knowledge is the ultimate power tool. If information about production systems, product problems, customer crises and opportunities, sales shortfalls, and other important business news gets through the organization in a matter of minutes instead of days, and if the right people can be working on the issues within hours instead of days, a business obtains a huge advantage. This restructuring of processes is more fundamental than any other change since mass production. Every company can choose whether to lead or follow the emerging digital trends. The companies in this program have decided to be leaders. They're all in tough industries, fighting tough competitors. The Internet is redefining their industries in real time. Winning is no slam dunk for any of them. They've decided that digital information flow and empowering their employees is part of achieving and sustaining competitive advantage.
Business has always had one purpose, and that is to deliver great products and services to customers. And the Internet will allow business to do its job even better. The intensity of competition will be greater than before. The velocity at which business will improve things or a new competitor will show up will be much greater than ever in the past. And a lot of the things that have held back competition, the difficulty of physical distribution or building a set of stores, that kind of thing will no longer be as limiting as they have in the past. And business people have a chance to adjust to this new world, and some will come out as winners because they've adopted in a way that others have not.
Though the term may sound cold, digital processes is about the empowerment of individuals. Getting people motivated to take on responsibility is not a question of organizational structure so much as organizational attitude. Though we try to keep the number of organizational levels down and the lines of communication short, Microsoft has a fairly traditional organizational chart. I think an open-door policy is more critical than a non-hierarchical structure. Digital tools are the best way to open the door and add flexibility. Depending on the need or urgency, information can move through the chain of command or right to the top, to a single individual or to a team, to anyone in a certain location, or to everyone around the world. A belief in empowerment is key to getting the most out of a digital nervous system. It's knowledge workers and business managers who benefit from more and better information not just senior management. When employees